Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel, and he's the founder of Abel Business Institute. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Ed, we've been talking about marketing, but let's tie marketing into our periodic evaluation of how the business is going, because that's what marketing is for, right? Marketing is to marketing and advertising is has a purpose of driving business to the top line, so you can put some profits on the bottom line, and so, but they're all interconnected. Help us with that now.
Sure, it's a great point, and one of the things we all forget to do or forget to allocate the time for is to do a check-in with our business. I do it quarterly. I have what's called a strategic workshop day where I get together with other business owners and we look at our business and we challenge ourselves to step outside of our business for a few hours and look at the statistics. How many hits am I getting to the website? How many new members did I get on my Facebook page? What does it mean? Are these my ideal members or followers, or are these just people that are looking to raise their followings?
Do you ever say, okay, it looks like, you know, I have to talk to 100 people before I get one good prospect? You ever brought it down to those kinds of numbers?
I do. And actually, it changed for 2011. It changed how we were marketing Able Business Institute and where we were putting our efforts. Mm-hmm. Because we found we were putting a ton of effort into the social media marketplace, and our return was very small, or almost mm-hmm. non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And when we really realized that, we started to look at our ideal clients, and we did a whole evaluation of that. And what we came up with was that our ideal client would not find us on a Facebook or a tweet.
Or if they saw you there, it wouldn't necessarily cause them to take action.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the effort changed because all it did was gave us consistent credibility.
Right.
And it built that side of our image up.
But see, you're making a good point here, I think, Ed, because, you know, when the classic 20th century advertising practice was what we used to call a blitz. You'd be on radio, be on television, you'd be on newspaper, you'd be on billboards, whatever. But for a 1 week or for a month or a weekend, wherever people turned, they saw you.
Yes.
And so, but it might take all of them. Somebody might have to see you in, if there were five different places that people were seeing you, they might not do business with you if they just saw you in one. They had to see you in at least three, because that became critical mass.
Correct.
So is it possible that social media might not have made those people take a step toward you, but because they now saw you on social media and then somewhere else, it sort of gave you some critical mass?
Well, you're using the term critical mass. I'm using the word credibility.
Okay. All right. Same thing.
Yeah. Same, right. So for me, it was, well, you better have a web page. You know, you need a 20-page website. No, depends on your business.
Right.
But you need to have a web page. You need to have a Facebook page in today's market.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of effort and energy, and you said this a few times during the show already this morning, about how much time you're going to allocate for this.
Budget.
And how many dollars in your resources are you going to put towards this. And that's really the challenge of a small business owner. How much do you have? What are your resources? And how much can you spend on it?
Right.
Because you have to be in it. But to what degree? And that degree also is dependent upon your marketplace.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we've learned from you today, though, I think is really important, and I appreciate your honesty in sharing this with us, is that social media is basically free, All it does is take your time, but it can be, and it's important that you be there, folks. It's important that you participate, but you can't be fooled. You can't be seduced by how cool it is into thinking that if you go hang out there, lots and lots of customers will come and play in your backyard. It doesn't work out exactly that way, does it, Ed? You proved that yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great way to bring it all together. Thank you for sharing that,
Ed, because, folks, Ed just gave you a great lesson. He might still be making payments on that lesson. I don't know but how expensive it was.
I continuously make payments.
But he just gave you a gift there, folks. Ed, thank you for that gift. We appreciate it very much.
You are welcome.
We'll see you next time. And that's AbleBusinessInstitute.com, right?
Yes. Check us out.
See you next time. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.